Dr. Baliga here. This podcast is one in a series of 10 podcasts on medical ethics and professionalism from an outstanding chapter by Dr. C. Ronald McKenzie, who is Professor of Clinical Medicine and Medical Ethics at the Weill Medical Center of Cornell University. He was recently named the C. Ronald McKenzie Chair of Ethics and Medicine at the Hospital for Special Surgery, where he practices rheumatology, general internal medicine, and has provided perioperative care at this institution and at the New York Presbyterian Hospital for the last 30 years. By the end of these 10 podcasts, the listener should have a solid foundation in ethics and medical professionalism, and reading the chapter in the book, which is available at www.mastermedfacts.com, should set the candidate up for excellent performance in the internal medicine board review exam. Multiple choice question. What was the first item on the agenda of the inaugural meeting of the American Medical Association in 1847? A. The creation of membership criteria for the organization. B. The examination of physician conduct with respect to hospitals and charities. C. The development of sanctions for competing practitioners. D. The creation of membership criteria for the organization. And E. The creation of a code of ethics. And the answer is E. All the selected criteria are potential matters for discussion and policy development by a professional society. However, the first item considered by the American Medical Association was the creation of a code of ethics. Connecting their deliberations to earlier work, the founding members of the American Medical Association framed their code largely in the words of Percival, that is the Englishman Thomas Percival, who's 1740 to 1804, was a physician ethicist. This decision stamped the effort with Percival's conception of medical ethics, a professional and gentlemanly code. It was not until later that the concept of professional competence was added, largely as a consequence of the expanded view of medical ethics of Richard Cabot in Boston. Nonetheless, as a result of deeply rooted tradition, codes of ethics in the profession of medicine are touchstone statements defining the character and directing the habits of the ideal medical practitioner. Why is the history important? This history is important because how decisions concerning clinical care are perceived and acted upon are essentially a function of which of these perspectives is held to be authoritative. As argued by Edward M. Spencer, contemporary bioethics, with its emphasis on patients' rights and autonomy, requires a sharing of decision-making, authority, the final power residing with the patient. In contrast, professional ethics centers on the clinician as the moral agent. In an attempt to illustrate the distinctions between these views, Dr. Spencer presents them in the form of two contrasting questions. From the perspective of bioethics, an ethical problem is examined as a case or clinical problem requiring a discernible response. Thus, as a result of this case-based orientation, the bioethicist would ask, "What should I do?" and "How should it be done?" In contrast, from the perspective of professional ethics, the question is posed differently and takes the form of, What kind of person should I be in order to fulfill my professional obligations? Thus, when seen through the lens of professionalism, an ethical problem is a deviation from the accepted norm, and it is the inattention to these norms that results in problems for the patient or the physician. Therefore, depending on which of these orientations one adopts, these contrasting perspectives may result in tensions when deciding what is right in an actual clinical situation. This podcast is one of a series of 10 podcasts derived from an outstanding chapter on ethics and professionalism by Dr. C. Ronald McKenzie, professor at Cornell University and rheumatologist. This chapter should provide a solid foundation to the reader interested in medical ethics and professionalism.